you wouldn't ride a roller coaster that hadn't been tested, would you? All right, maybe that's a little extreme, but maybe a better example is rolling out a website. You look at every page, you make sure that everything works, you get some feedback, and you probably do a lot of fine-tuning and correction before you went live, right? It's exactly the same thing when you're doing a digital signage deployment. And today we're going to talk about how important it is to run a pilot before you go live, or to run a pilot when you're going to make any major change. I'm here with Elise Kelly, Client Relationship Manager for Vizix. Hi, Elise. How are you?
Hi, Derek. It's great to see you again.
This is Digital Signage Done Right. Whether you're new to digital signage or a seasoned pro, this podcast gives you practical advice about systems, communications, and content to better engage your audience. I'm Derek DeWitt, Communications Specialist for Vizix. Welcome to Digital Signage Done Right.
So I have a list of steps and phases in running a pilot, right? You've got this software and you've got your system and you think, oh, I'm just going to throw it up there. Big mistake, right? You need to run a pilot first. So first off, what is a pilot?
So a pilot is typically a 30 to 60 day dry run of your initial digital signage deployment. So you've got to get all of your stakeholders in place. You need to figure out, you know, what do we want to achieve with this? We don't want to just roll everything out and say, oh, we're going to put all this content on these screens and these screens and these screens. That never works, right? So this is a good way to start.
Do people who already have a system up and running, do they use it sometimes? Like if they're introducing a new element or they've changed their workflows or they want to evaluate some other aspect, they can also run another, like a sub-pilot later on. You know, like I've had the system for a year. You know what? I want to know if I can, how does this work? How does this workflow work? Can we improve this? Something like that too, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. What are the benefits? Why do this? It seems like an awful lot of work.
It's really what's going to be more work is if you don't do this. Hmm. So it's going to lower the risk of you're evaluating your goals, you're evaluating your resources in this controlled space. Mm-hmm. So you're not on this production live. I mean, you don't want, that's not where you want to try that, right? So you can also increase your stakeholder buy-in. So it gets more people involved. That's another thing that is important. And then you get your designs right. So let's say you've got this new look, or you want to roll out a new look. You don't want your screens to all look the same and have the same content. What do you want them to look like? That's one of the hardest decisions it is for folks to make. I don't know what we want. Well, let's find out what we want. And then that way we can roll it out in a smaller scale.
Version one, version two, version three. Actually, I liked two the best.
Yes, and then tweak it as needed.
Gotcha.
You can also test data sources and external feeds, which is great. Another reason you would do this.
So if you're like pulling in, like you just bought a bunch of content subscriptions or something like that. Hey, how do they work?
XML, event data, Excel. If you're pointing to other sources, you want to get other data on the screens that you haven't done before. Okay. It's a great place to do that. And then you can also see, you know, who's a leader and who you can use for maybe more training or advice.
What are some overall general tips for pilots?
Well, you definitely need to have some goals and a plan before you begin.
Okay.
So who are your stakeholders? Who's going to be involved in this pilot? What are you trying to accomplish? You know, what features, what capabilities, what are you hoping to get out of the evaluation itself? Also, do you want to, you know, what content do you want on your displays? Do you want schedules like events, I was saying? Do you want to point to an XML, Excel? Do you want weather? I mean, what are we showing, right?
Right.
What do we want things to look like? Do we need to have audio? If you have it in an ER waiting area, you may want to have it, or maybe in an urgent care facility. I mean, it really depends. Also, if you've maybe got a queuing area that you might be using, it just depends on the location. But that is, again, that's something you just have to consider. And then, you know, who should be involved? I mentioned that earlier. And then who's going to be configuring, implementing, maintaining the system? And then who's going to be creating, approving, and managing that content? That's
right.
A big one.
Because often that's not the people who bought it.
Not the people who bought it, exactly. Because you also might just be testing if something, you know, if it works on your network, or do you need a player relay, or do you need to add this other element in?
So the first thing you do is set goals. What do you mean?
So just really, you know, testing all the components on the network. So I just mentioned that last piece there.
So that could be a goal.
That could be a goal. Absolutely.
So like the goal is like, why are we doing this pilot? It might be, like you say, maybe it's the first time we haven't actually deployed live yet.
Yep.
Does it work?
And some pilots are that short and to the point.
Right.
They want to see if something will run on their network with all of their security settings and everything else. Mm. And that pilot might be over in, could be over in 30 days, might be over in a week.
What else? What other sorts of goals might there be?
So configuring third-party applications on your digital signage system. So if you're talking to external parties, third-party systems, we need to make sure that we can reach all of those, again, perhaps in your environment, network environment. Also choosing layouts and layout schedules. So a lot of folks will just maybe think of an initial layout. That's going to get boring after a while. Not even after a while, pretty quickly.
Day two.
Exactly. So we love layout schedules, and that's something that gets you also thinking about that content and what all do we need and who all needs to be producing, how much of that is going to be automated, how much is going to be, you know, created in-house. And then also just defining the types of content that work best on specific displays, just like we were just talking about with audio. Some screens may need a little audio. Some may definitely not need audio, where you have maybe high traffic or you have someone sitting in an area where they're helping students. Mm. They don't want to hear those.
Library.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes like a library, you can probably figure out. But other locations, you might not know until you run a pilot to see, gosh, you know what, it turns out I thought that was a good idea. It's really irritating. Workflows and processes, could that be
absolutely
a purpose?
Yep, that is absolutely play into this. I think maybe evaluating the teams. Who are the teams? Who's going to be contributing to this? So a lot of times folks will get, hey, guess what? We've got digital signage. I know that you're really busy and you have a full schedule, but you're also now, this is your new task, you're going to be creating content and putting content on the screens. Right. So let's go ahead and get those folks involved, determine who that's going to be so that they can also contribute to this pilot.
And they can actually go through a real world, sort of a mock real world period of time to go, oh, that's how it works.
And then you're also going to want some feedback on that. So you need to determine effective methods to measure your audience engagement. So it's not just about getting content on the screens. Are people looking at the screens?
Are clients actually bothering to measure audience engagement? As a general rule, in your experience?
Not when I first talk to them, but they are definitely thinking about it once I've talked to them. And
it's important.
It is. And so, and a lot of customers are very excited about that. They think, wow, that's a really good idea. And I think when they understand that they'll be able to take that information to their management team and say, hey, we're getting some great return on engagement on this system that you bought, you know, to meet these goals. We're meeting them and we can show you proof of that.
Really, at any point, I mean, you could have a digital signage system for 5 years, and once you make any major change, you're going to run a pilot.
Sure.
So tell me about define the scope is what I have on my list here. What does that mean? Is that like parameters or what is that?
So really, it is parameters. Where the pilot will run. Are you going to run it in your marketing department? Are you going to run it on one screen? Are you going to, you know, where's it going? Mm. Is it going in break rooms or is it going to go in the lobby? I mean, you really have to determine. And a lot of times it might be at a marketing or communications desktop. Like they might set up a player and a display right next to the marketing stakeholder.
It can be that simple.
It can be that simple. Mm. Or it could be in a more production environment where you're trying to get a lot of feedback and a lot of measurement from a lot of different people.
Audience. How you do that really depends on what goal you've set.
It really depends on your goals. Gotcha. It does. And then you also want to come up with a timeline for the pilot. You don't want it to just run endlessly. But you want to have a timeline for the pilot, the evaluation, and also some adjustments, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Mm. But you definitely have to make some tweaks possibly to your pilot. You need to account for that in your timeline. List of action items with task owners and deadlines. Timeline, very important. You definitely want to make sure that you have that.
Once the pilot's done, you don't have infinite time to tell me the results.
You really don't.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to keep moving forward, right? Mm. You want to start using it. So techniques to collect stakeholder feedback. I mean, how are you going to get that feedback? Again, this all depends on how many people are involved.
And I should think also you want to kind of work out how, so this is our goal that we've set. We're going to determine whatever whether or not processes work. How are you going to measure that? Because, you know, it's one of those great counterintuitive things that you actually care about what you measure,
right?
Strangely enough. So whatever you measure is actually what you care about. And so you got to figure out that measuring system, I should think, as well, right? Okay.
Yes.
I would imagine, like, how you're going to collaborate together, if you're using SharePoint or something. Or...
Yeah, project management, collaboration, whatever tools you already have in place, whatever you're using to collaborate now, you might want to use those. Just like you said, SharePoint might be a great way.
Or one of the other millions of things like
that. Exactly. Yeah. Documentation methods, storage.
Right, where does the documentation sit? How do I access it?
How do you access it?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then budget and resources.
Oh, sure. Is there any money for this?
Yeah. Do we? Yeah. If not, maybe not the time to do the pilot.
Oh, you're doing it on your free time for free.
Exactly.
All right. So you've done all this. So you've worked out. This is what this pilot is going to be for this purpose. Mm-hmm. This is how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now what? Deploy the pilot, I guess.
You're going to have a project manager. You're going to have a pre-implementation call. Before we implement the system, to maybe check out hardware, network requirements, you know, what do you
firewalls.
Need to, firewalls, mm-hmm. What do you need to communicate to us so that we know what we're working with, ports, all that good stuff, security policies. And then we're going to need some necessary credentials. So your data, you know, gathering for calendar systems, we need those logins and all that good stuff so we can configure all those data sources, and all of that's going to get pulled into your messaging. So very easy to do. We need your help with that though, as the customer, to get those configured. And then proxies, user accounts, whether or not you're going to use Active Directory authentication or, you know, Windows.
Whatever.
So it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are the types of things that we need to consider. And I'll tell you a big one. This is one that sometimes comes into play late in the game. Displays and display resolutions.
Oh, sure.
Is it widescreen? Is it portrait? Is it a video wall?
Yeah.
What's the resolution?
Yeah, because, again, you might be trying to drive content to displays that have different resolutions, different aspect ratios, and it could really mess things up.
Do you need this type of player, or do you need a 4K, 6 output, whatever, 12 output? What do you need? Hardware.
Right.
Are you providing your own? Are we providing that for you? So these are all things that you have to consider.
Yep. All right, so you've done all this. You've worked out all this stuff. And now it's time to train your team. And I would guess a lot of people skip this step or forget it. They just go, just do it. But they don't know how to do it.
I would say in the past, yes. But we're big fans of this. We encourage it. I think a lot of our customers are all for it. So this is great, though. Who's going to need training, you know, during the pilot phase? What features do they need to be trained on?
Right. They may already know some things.
They may already know some things, but they also... If they're not responsible for scheduling layouts, we don't need to teach them that, right? We only need to teach them what they need to know. And then if there's more advanced things that they need to know later, or things beyond maybe what's in the pilot, we can get all of that taken care of at that time. Really, that's, you know, do I need technical training? Do I need design training?
Mm-hmm.
Things to consider. And then just what type of content do you want to use in the future? Like, what are they interested in showing? Are they interested in showing content they already have? Do we need to get some content subscriptions?
Are you going to try to expand it later?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I love to find out, though, one of the first things that I'll ask if I'm working with marketing or PR teams or students, what's your vision of what's on that screen at that location? And it's interesting when you get a few people from the same team on there, they kind of all have different ideas. So it's good to get
Which could be problematic.
It could be if you're not doing a pilot. So that's something else that you can iron out in the pilot rather than trying to figure that out, you know, on day one of training, live production training, or just, hey, we all want to do this. Well, we think we want to do this, but we're not sure.
The purpose is to fine-tune and optimize the actual deployment. So you want things to be as real-world as possible, I should think.
Absolutely.
The content should be as real-world as possible. I know some companies will just, they'll just, I can't remember what it's called, but, you know, the fake Latin text, lipsum, whatever the heck it is, you know.
Not if you're doing a pilot with me.
Yeah,
no. I also don't allow the word test in anything.
Ah.
No test playlist, no test images, no test.
So it needs to be really, really like, no joke, a simulator.
I want to see what content did you make for this event that's happening on Friday, because we're going to go ahead and schedule it, and it's going to stop playing Friday at 4 when the event's over. We're doing it real world.
Right. All right. So now, after doing all of this,
yes,
Can we run the darn thing now? Can we run the pilot?
Yes, absolutely. And all that sounds like a lot of work, but it's really not.
Yeah, I mean, what's that take? Like a little bit, maybe. I mean, it depends on how efficient you are, I guess, but a week. Maybe two. Yeah.
Everything we just talked about.
So now we're going to run it.
Yes.
And see what happens.
Yep. For the time allotted. So whatever the time is that you've said. So you might have 30 days, you might have 60 days, you might have 90 days.
Now, why would you, why would they be different time periods?
Well, it really depends on what your goals are. So if you're just testing something to make sure something runs on the network, like we were saying earlier, you might only need 30 days, you might even need 5 days. You get that pre-implementation, the implementation done that quickly, you can tell real quick if something's maybe not going to work on your network or not going to work in your environment. And that could be in a very high security environment. And sometimes that just needs a tweak to how the hardware and the network settings or how all that's configured. Mm. That usually takes a quick just a tweak. So that could be a short pilot, right? Very quick. Mm-hmm. But if you're evaluating, you know, design changes and layouts and data sources and mixing in some other more higher level type eccentric or complex content or campaigns, then we need to go a little longer.
How good an idea is it to run, like, I would imagine some people would say, well, actually, we need to evaluate like 5 things. Can't we just do them all in one pilot? Is that a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Does it matter?
It depends. Mm. I mean, it depends on what those 5 things are. But yes, you could evaluate those things as long as you're focused on them and you have a way to measure them and you're not overlapping goals with outcome.
Right. And you make sure that you know who's responsible for each thing. And
exactly.
How they measure the goals, how they report.
Yes.
All right, so now our month or 2 months or 3 months, this time period is over.
Sure.
Now what?
Well, now we've got to collect data. We've got to collect feedback from our stakeholders. So everyone that was involved, what are they reporting on? Are they reporting on a piece that they were responsible for? Is it a group collaboration? Everybody's talking and saying, well, I just loved it. I love the way this looks. That was so easy. Those layout schedules are a breeze.
Mm. But you want hard data. Whenever possible. I want to know. Yes, we saw this many more people loitering
here.
You
want that checklist that literally you're checking items off and you've got numbers, you can fill in the blanks.
So you get all this, you evaluate, you go, okay, did it meet it? Did the system perform the way we thought it would? Did the new design layouts, were they more effective? Whatever your goals were. You do all this and then...
You tweak. So I had a pilot not too long ago, had some layout designs and had some XML data that they were pointing to. It may have been Excel data. XML, Excel.
One of them.
Had to change the design a little bit and wanted to change the way the data was being shown. So how often the data was showing. So there were some tweaks to that that took literally a day to make a couple of changes. When I say a day, I mean a quick phone call.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they're running their new designs and they're running the new way the data is pulled
live.
In. Live.
Live.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so that decision was made the next day because they said, okay, that made a difference. They were able to measure it that quickly. So it really just depends on, you know, on what you're looking at, what you're evaluating, but you might have to make tweaks. Mm. It's highly possible.
How freaked out should I be if the results don't 100% match my expectations?
You shouldn't be. You need to go back to your vendor and say, hey, this is what we were hoping to see. And this happens. I wouldn't say it happens all the time, but it does happen. And then what you do is you say, okay, well, let's do this. We make a change, like I just said. I mean, that was a design change and a data change. But you make a change or you find another way to show or accomplish what they're trying to do. And I'd say 9 times out of 10, that works out perfect.
And again, you keep mentioning going back to the vendor, whether it's a reseller or it's directly the company like Vizix. Because I would imagine a lot of people would want to just go it alone. What's the benefit of using working with the people who created the software or provided it to you?
Because they know the answers.
Or they might know at least some.
If they don't know the answers, they'll get you the answers. They have a direct line to that development team if they don't know, or to support or whoever else that they need to talk to find out if something is there, already there, that's not very obvious perhaps, or they want to configure in a really unique way. There might be some ways to do it that are not obvious to you.
People who actually created it probably know just a little bit more than you do.
They do, and they're happy to help you get that answer. I mean,
a happy customer is a repeat customer.
That's right.
All right. Well, so it sounds like doing a pilot is an awfully good idea. I'd like to thank Elise Kelly for talking to us tonight, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Hey, want more free stuff? Then head to the resources section of physics.com for free masterclass guides, blogs, videos, and more to help you with your digital signs. Please share, subscribe, and leave a review of this episode and connect with us on social media.